All right. Things this year from a record standpoint didn't work out the way that we wanted them to work out. We understand that we've got to be better than that. We know that from here on out, our future is going to be determined on what we're able to do from this point forward. I'm looking forward to the future. I'm excited about the opportunities that lie ahead for us. I still think that this will be a great challenge for us, but I think that this is something that we can do. There's a plan for the things that we need to do to accomplish the goals that we're trying to accomplish within this organization on this football team. I think our football team continued to battle and continued to fight. I don't think we, obviously I didn't think that we were able to be as competitive as we needed to be or wanted to be later in the season. There's challenges that go along with that. But now we have an opportunity to build this team and to build this team the right way, to build this team through a complement of draft choices that you can raise the way that you want them to be raised, in the culture that you want them to be raised in. We're going to have an opportunity to sign back guys through free agency if we want a guy back, we're going to be able to get a guy back. And we're going to be able to go out there and acquire some talent off of other rosters that we think fit the mold of what we're looking for. And we're closer than what our record might indicate. There's a few things that we need to be able to do to get to where we need to get to. I think we still need to be able to develop and find. There's probably about 2 to 3 playmakers on each side of the ball that we've got to be able to develop or go out there and get. And that's where we are as a football team, and that's where we are moving forward.
Seem pretty positive about the future. Have you been assured that you'll be here next year?
I haven't been told that I won't, I wouldn't say there's been any guarantees made, but I'm moving forward in that direction. I fully anticipate and fully expect to be the coach of the football team, and that's the way I'm moving forward.
Have you had that sit-down yet, Dennis, then, with Reggie?
I've talked to Reggie. I've not had a sit-down yet with Mark. That'll be coming real soon.
And are you going to keep all the coaches that you have?
Yeah, I don't anticipate a lot of changes. We'll see, what happens over the next few days. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of discussions that have to be made, so it's probably not the right time to, be able to make any type of comments on that. But, I'm not looking to make a lot of changes, we'll see where that goes.
You have some assistance on expiring contracts. Would you like to see them rolled over in general, or do you have to make decisions on those?
Well, I think that's all things that need to be worked out in the next day or so. Hopefully we can get all that worked out.
There's a lot of talk in end of seasons like such as this one that, the whole losing the locker room type of thing. But it seems like the players are all really on board with the continuity thing, and they all seem to have bought in. How much of a factor do you think that plays in your return?
I have no idea. I mean, that's not a decision that I make. So I don't feel like I feel like all the players were bought in. I feel like all the players believed in the things that we were doing. I didn't sense that there was any sense of give up or that the players had kind of gone a separate direction. I think that speaks to the coaching staff and the players.
What was the message you gave the players today at the go-away meeting? Did you meet with all of them individually or just a part of the
I met with almost all of them individually, I met with them all as a group, as a team, just said that I don't plan on going anywhere. I plan to be here. I talked about we got 113 days between now and the start of the off-season program, and we need to make sure that we have a good plan for what we're going to do over these next 113 days. I talked to all of them from a free agency standpoint about making sure we keep open lines of communication going. If they have any questions or concerns, they need to make sure that they you know, contact me and I can give them the right answers. And I told them about making sure that they do things the right way off the field. And the time to have your name in the paper is during the season, not during the off season. So make sure you do the right things and stay out of trouble.
When you do have that talk with Mark, what are some of the things that you can kind of, I guess, plead your case on why you should be here?
Well, listen, I mean, I think those will be things that I'll talk to Mark about, you know, individually. I'm sure there's a lot of things that he wants to talk to me about. There's things that I want to be able to talk to him about, and those will be things that we'll communicate on, and then we'll move forward from there.
No, and you still have your end-of-the-year player evaluations to do. Do you feel like you're any closer to knowing who your quarterback will be moving forward? Do you feel like you have to bring in a veteran guy? Where do you kind of stand on that right now?
Yeah, well, I think that's a position that we've got to make sure that we address. I'm not sure that we have the quarterback of the future in the building right now. Again, I think we'll go through the off-season evaluation process. I think we'll go back through all the tapes. We'll comb through everything. I do think that we have a better idea of what we have at the quarterback position. But again, I think, listen, that's the most important position on the football field. I think everybody saw, when you watched the game yesterday, when number 18 was out there for the other team, they were hard to stop. You know, when the other guy came in, it wasn't quite the same thing. So that's obviously a very important position.
Coach, you said that you haven't been told that you won't return. What has been said to you to give you the indication that you will return?
Well, I've been given indication that I'll be back, but I think it'll be important for for me and Mark to be able to sit down and communicate and talk about the things that we need to talk about. I have every intention of being back.
What kind of timeline are you looking at, and what is the expectation to have resolution and clarity?
Yeah, those aren't my decisions. So, the timeline would hopefully be pretty short.
What kind of indication were you given?
Just the communication going forward of what we're trying to do. I've been given indication that I'll be back, but we'll wait and see.
When do you schedule to meet with Mark?
I haven't set that schedule yet.
Initially, Lamar Houston said that he thought the quote was Dennis Allen and the Raiders may be looking to move on from him. Did you see that quote, or what are your thoughts on Lamar's future?
I did see that quote. And that's not the case. Obviously I sat down with Lamar today and had a nice discussion with him. We'd love to have him back. We think he fits our system and what we're trying to do. We think he's a guy that we can build with.
You had 10 new starters on defense this year. Just from a continuity sake and getting your program moving forward, how important is it that you guys avoid that same thing? There's a lot of guys on that.
Well,
same
yeah. Not only did you have 10 new starters on defense, but you had a lot of guys on one-year contracts, and that's not how you build a football team. Those are hard situations to overcome. But I thought our players and I thought our coaches did under those circumstances. I thought they did well under those circumstances. That's a situation that we want to make sure that we avoid. I think having continuity, I think having commitment, both on our side and from a player's perspective is important.
How do you sell the Raiders? Obviously, players want work and they need the money, but how do you pitch someone, a free agent, saying you have the money now to get someone? How do you pitch them, this team?
Well, I think this is a team, when you look at some of the young players that have improved on this football team, I think this is a team that's going to improve. I think as some of these young players continue to develop and we're able to add a few pieces to the puzzle along with some of the guys that we've had, this is the beginning. Okay, this is the beginning of being able to build and create the things that we want to create here. I'm not looking at this as the end. I'm looking at this as the start, as the beginning, and this is where we have an opportunity to really create here. And this is where we should be judged. We should be judged on this point moving forward, and there's no question about that.
Given
do you think you can, it's a pretty big gap in the standings between you and the other teams in your division. Can you close that gap in 1 year?
Well, yeah, I think we can close the gap. You know, I do recognize that I, you know, I think this is the only division that had three teams make the playoffs, so obviously this is a tough division. I think we're, you know, Denver, obviously, we weren't as competitive with Denver. San Diego, both games, one we won, one we were in the game and had an opportunity. Against Kansas City, the first game, we had a shot at it. Game got out of hand at the end. So I think we're closer than maybe people give us credit for. You're talking about a couple breaks here or there. You're talking about a couple players here or there. You're talking about a couple plays here or there from having a different conversation.
What is closer to the playoffs, Super Bowl caliber? Because you said effort isn't an issue.
What?
And if all the coaches come back, then that means that it's talent. If you're able to add the guys that you want, the two to three guys that you set on each side, can this be a Super Bowl caliber team?
That's all speculation. All right. I wish I had the crystal ball and could tell you that.
But
here's what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to compete and be in the running. All right. Be in the competition to be one of those top 12 teams. All right. That's what I'm looking for. And I think you got to take it one step at a time. I don't think we need to be talking about Super Bowl. I think we need to be talking about, you know, competing in an area where we can, potentially be a playoff team.
My follow-up, if I can, about how you sell this to a potential free agent and stuff. Do you tell them that they're going to be the missing piece or that they're the last piece of a puzzle? How do you tell a guy who's a free agent and has options and goes to many other teams, why come here?
Because they have an opportunity to be a part of building something special, and I think that's the belief that we have, and hopefully that's something that we can convince these free agents that are out there. We believe that we can build something special here, and that's what we get up every day with the anticipation of doing. That's what brings us back to work every day. And we're not ever going to stop doing that. And we'll be able to find guys that we feel like can come in and fit in and be part of what we're trying to build here.
This is the beginning. What were the other 2 years?
Say that again?
This is the beginning. What were your other 2 years?
I think it was, expressed already about, unfortunately, it's a little bit of the deconstruction, and now it's into the building phase. It's into the construction phase. And I think that's an exciting time. I think that's an exciting opportunity.
Jared Veld here is another big ticket free agent. Is he a guy that you'd like to retain?
Absolutely. And we're in the process of trying to do that. Nothing ever happens. And I told Jared that today when I met with him. Nothing ever happens as fast as you want it to in negotiations. So, obviously. Jared's expressed that he wants to be here. We'd like for Jared to be here, so hopefully we can get that done.
Last offseason, there was two statements that tended to get repeated a lot, being competitive this season, and Reggie McKenzie in particular said, we're going to win some games. You'd say that quite a few times. Do you think what went on this season lived up to what he was saying?
Well, I don't think we won as many games as we wanted to win, Being competitive, I think there were several opportunities that we had to win football games. We came up on the short end of the stick. Even in some of the games that the final score might have looked a little bit more out of hand, there was points in the second half of the football game where we're in the game. All right. I realize nobody – I mean, I'm not looking for moral victories. All right. And I understand that this is a win business. But when you ask the question, were we competitive this year? My answer would be yes.
You guys gave up a lot of points in the last five games. What do you think happened over that stretch? How do you analyze that? And what went wrong with that?
Well, I think you know, I think you know, execution. I think we got to do a better job of execution. I think, you know, obviously, you know, guys are they're trying to do things the right way. So obviously, we got to look at ourselves and we got to, you know, there's probably some things that we got to be able to teach better, to clean some things up for them, to make some things easier for them. You know, I thought there was times in the second half of the year where the field position got out of hand. Now, what we've got to be able to do is we've got to be able to eliminate the touchdowns and make them have to kick field goals. The area that I thought, two areas that I thought were the biggest factors defensively for us were third down and red zone. Those are two areas that we've got to improve.
Coach, for the uninitiated, what does the next month or so look like for you and the coaching staff? What are your priorities?
For the un-what?
For the uninitiated. what does the next month look like for you as far as schedule and what you hope to accomplish?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, at some point here, we're going to take a little bit of time off to recover from the season. The season's a, you know, an emotional and physical grind. We'll take a little bit of time off, but then we'll get back to work. We'll go through the evaluation process on our football team. Then we'll begin to go through the evaluation process for free agency. And then we'll go through the evaluation process for the draft and getting ready for the off-season program. So it's really a never-ending job. It continues, you know, the evaluation is ongoing. But, you know, we'll sit back. We'll take a little bit of time, but then we'll get back to work.
Looking forward and speaking to the Raider Nation, are you telling Raider Nation that they should anticipate seeing a team on the field that will be competitive or one that will win?
Well, listen, again, I'm not ever going to stand up here and say this is a, you know, 12 win, 13 win, 10 win, 7 win. I mean, you know, it'd be foolish of me to stand up here and say. I do think that this is a team that moving forward, all right, needs to be a team that when it's all said and done, they're in the mix to be one of those top 12 teams. So that's what we should be judged on as we move forward, all right? This is a team that that I think moving forward, okay, needs to be competing to be one of the top 12 teams.
Are the building blocks, Dennis, already in place to make that, now that you have the money?
I think some of them, I think some of the building blocks are in place. I don't think we have everything that we need. I think there's some other pieces to the puzzle that we need. Obviously, some of that will come through the draft. Obviously, some of that will come through free agency. But, yeah, I believe there's some building blocks in place.
What are some of the positives you take out of this season?
Well, when I look at some of the guys, some of the young guys that have really improved and come on as the season has moved on, I made mention of these a couple of days ago. Guys like Rod Streeter, all right, guys like Andre Holmes, guys like Michael Rivera, a guy like Rashad Jennings who had the best year of his career. I look at some of those things and I say there's been improvement there. All right, there's young guys that have developed and gotten better. That's where there's some brightness to the future. I look at guys on defense that had, you know, played as many snaps and played as well as they have played throughout their career. Guys that have been backup players that became starting players. I look at a guy like Brandon Ross who probably played over 1,000 plays this year compared to 174 last year. You know, I look at guys like Nick Roach, who had the best year of his career as, you know, as a first-time three-down starter. I look at Kevin Burnett, who had, I thought, a very good year as a linebacker. I look at young guys like C.O. Moore and his development, and I get excited about where he can go. I look at a young guy like D.J. Hayden. I'm excited about the fact that he's going to have a full offseason to go through getting his body in shape, getting bigger, getting stronger, and having an off season of health to give himself an opportunity to be successful next year. That's what I look at. I look at young guys that have developed. I look at guys that we've brought in here that have had the best years of their career. That's where I see the signs of growth. That's where I see the positives.
How about for yourself?
As far as me, in what regard?
Your personal growth and development. What did you see that you got?
Listen, you go through the evaluation process on yourself week in, week out, all right? There's certain things that, and I spoke to the players today about things that I know that I could have done better, all right? Those aren't things that I want to, you know, that I'm going to, you know, go outwardly and talk about, but that's what you do. You know, this process isn't just about the players. Okay, this is about the coaches, this is about the players, this is about the organization. Okay, it's a constant evaluation process. And if you don't learn from your mistakes, you're doomed to repeat the same things again. So that's going to be critical for us moving forward.
How much do you want Charles Woodson back? What would it take?
What would it take? I don't know. You'd have to ask Charles, you know. But, yeah, we'd like to have Charles back. You know, obviously there's a business aspect to this, and, we'll let the business people handle that.
Thank you.